the aim of the Son of God, who has all power, was the worship and pleasing of God through his joyful, willing obedience. His was a radical commitment to obeying the Father. It consumed his whole world. Jesus had no other interest in this life but to obey God the Father. He had no other hobbies, no other interests, no other hustle, no greater joys but to hear and see and then execute God's will. And because of Christ's devotion, because of his obsession with obeying the Father, he becomes the believer's better Adam. Where Adam failed in his obedience to God, Jesus succeeds in every way, and this glorifies the Father. Jesus is the perfect sacrifice, and his obedience gets placed on the believer's account. And we should aim to live lives that joyfully obey the Word of God as well. We don't pursue that life in order to earn any shred of righteousness with God. We have nothing left to earn. Christ has earned it all on our behalf. But what we see in Christ is where joy for life is found. It's found in obedience, even when that obedience leads you down a painful path. But once again, living in joyful obedience only happens when we seek to live in obedience through the power of Christ living in us and through us. And if God the Father is pleased with the Son, don't you think that we should find our pleasure there as well? When you pray today, please remember Oscar Guyton and his family, our missionaries in Nicaragua. And also remember the Fair Life Word broadcast that's heard in Burkina Faso and Ghana.